This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big annual event happening tomorrow in downtown Roseburg. Firefighters supporting the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the annual Fill the Boot Drive. Scott Cooper, City of Roseburg Fire Department, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on today.
You still haven't brought a fire truck.
I still have not, nope.
I guess they don't just let you take those for joyrides.
They certainly do not.
Okay. But it would look cool sitting out here in front of the building until the boss showed up and wondered why I was here. So maybe I should just stay off of that whole track. So the point of what you guys do tomorrow is something that goes back, gosh, decades.
Yeah, it started in 1954 between the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the International Association of Firefighters. It's been a national campaign since then. Firefighters all over the nation do it at different times of the year, but gather and collect funds to help support research for ALS or neuromuscular disease.
And it is quite a scene in downtown Roseburg. Talk about how it works.
Yeah, so we'll be downtown tomorrow from 9 to 5 collecting money in the like main interchange between Oak and Washington, Stevens and Pine. We usually have our ladder truck set up with the flag hanging, and our firefighters will be on the streets, both from the City Fire Department and Central Douglas Fire and Rescue. Off-duty firefighters will be out there all day with their boots and asking for any change or cash donations that you are willing to give us for a good cause.
Any idea how much money you raised last year?
Last year we were $17,300. It's our second best year to date. It's pretty cool to see like this community rises every year, and our last 3 years have been our best 3 years.
Wow, that's a good sign. And dealing with muscular dystrophy, with the neuromuscular disease, anybody that ever has to deal with it, man, that's a tough situation.
It is, and these funds help support local families as well with if they're traveling for care, with travel costs, and it also supports local kids that the MDA does a summer camp every year where kids with neuromuscular disease can gather, and it's a pretty cool event. We've gone up and helped out with it a few times back when it was located in Oregon. They've since moved it to Washington. It's a little further travel for us, but some of the funds that we raise help get kids to that camp as well.
Now, if for people that aren't in downtown Roseburg or other parts of the county that want to help out tomorrow, how do they do that?
So we do have on your website, I believe you've flown the link. You can also Google muscular dystrophy, fill the boot, and on the main page there, there'll be a donate tab, and you can just type in Roseburg Fire Department, and it'll take you to our direct link page, and that puts all the proceeds into our drive. You can also donate to the main page as well, and all the proceeds go to the same place.
Yeah, we put the link up yesterday with the story we had, so it's there, and you can get right to the local link. You guys have got decent weather for tomorrow. That seems to always work out pretty well.
Yeah, it does. A little cooler is the forecast, so that's kind of nice. One other thing to note, too, is we'll have some QR codes. So if you don't have cash and you're willing to pull in and stop where our ladder truck will be parked tomorrow, it's the old Safeway building downtown, or now it's a parking lot, but we'll have some QR codes that you can swing in and scan, too, if you feel like donating that way.
Yeah, because that does make a difference, because not everybody carries a lot of cash these days.
Correct, yes.
All right, so again, it's tomorrow. It's a one-day event. Anything else people ought to know?
I just want to say thanks to the community supporters. Our community's been great for this event every year, and also a big shout-out to Old Soul Pizza for taking care of us on the food side of things, and the Umpqua Calcutta Tribe for letting us use their property.
All right, very good. Scott Cooper, City of Roseburg Fire Department. Fill the boot tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.